You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Ruthie Fierberg, and this is Why We Theater, the podcast that digs into the onstage works we love to make the offstage change we need. After all, that is Why We Theater. In case you missed it, in our last main episode, we talked about Nadira Simone's play, The Killing of Kings. This play has not been produced on stage anywhere yet. I saw it in a Zoom reading from Brave New World Repertory Theater as part of their Brave New Works series. In addition to the week's necessary conversation about mass incarceration and the transition of incarcerated persons out of prison, I hope Why We Theater propels producers and artistic directors to mount this play in their theaters. So for those of you who haven't listened to the episode yet, allow me to entice you. The Killing of Kings begins on the day Patrick King finishes serving time, his second stint in prison, and he returns home to his wife and three adult children. Laced with the undercurrent of racism, police brutality, and Black Lives Matter, Nadira's examination of this family brings to light not just the literal killing of Black people in America, but specifically the killing of souls, the killing of families, the killing of relationships by incarceration. Because when someone is convicted of a crime and sent to prison, they are not the only ones serving time. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not arguing that we should eliminate consequences for committing crimes, but I do believe we need to be much more thoughtful in what those consequences are. In my eyes, the goal should be to transform an incarcerated individual, to heal them, treat them, help them change their thought processes and behaviors so they do not reoffend. And that's in the case of if they actually committed a crime, because we're not talking about wrongful conviction today, a totally separate issue. All of this brings me to today's recommendation, an incredible documentary I watched called The Prison Within. The film comes from Catherine Hervey, who served as a Los Angeles public defender and volunteer prison college instructor, working with prisoners who had committed serious acts of violence and were sentenced to die in prison. The documentary chronicles the stories of about six incarcerated men as they participate in the Victim Offender Education Group, run by the Insight Prison Project of San Quentin Prison in San Francisco. This group is one of the only of its kind in the U.S. prison system that unites those who have committed crimes and those who have been victims of crimes together in a restorative justice process. And watching this documentary really changed me. It prepared me for the conversation I had with Nadira and experts Anthony Dixon and Esther Matthews. I have to tell you, not so long ago, I might have been scared to speak to Anthony or Esther or both of them. I would have judged them, but I fundamentally believe people can change and that people make mistakes of all sizes and impacts. So watching The Prison Within, I listened to the stories of the crimes these particular men committed. Some of them killed people, but this film pushed me to see the humanity in them. I sat watching snippets of the restorative justice process in this group. So first, the incarcerated person immerses himself in deep introspection. He investigates his own behavior, his upbringing, his pain, and this is breakthrough work guided by a restorative justice professional. And it's wild what these men uncover. In another step of the process, these men meet with survivors of similar crimes. So for example, if a man killed someone, they meet with, say, the widow of someone who was killed, but not the incarcerated person's specific victim. It's a surrogate victim. And this type of justice is about processing and healing rather than retribution or punishment. Our current criminal justice system asks, what law was broken? Who broke it? How do we punish them? Restorative justice asks, what happened and what needs to happen now? Troy Williams, a formerly incarcerated man who went through San Quentin's process, put it best. He said, "You take people that have already experienced huge amounts of trauma, you place them in an environment that further exacerbates that trauma, and then you hold them there. And then you turn around and you release them, and then somehow society expects there's going to be a different result. And that trauma then continues to get transferred right back into the community. With the current system, from the years 2005 to 2014, 68% of people released from state prison were re-arrested within 3 years. Because we are not treating imprisoned people, we are exacerbating rather than resolving the issues that put them there in the first place. The prison within depicts an alternative. It shows us the process in action and some of its results. It's incredible to watch how the restorative justice facilitators change, how the survivors change, and of course, how the men at San Quentin change. Restorative justice is about actually changing individuals and making communities safer. Again, it's not excusing wrongdoing. It's about forgiveness and transformation. And if you're out there thinking, I could never understand how a person could kill another human being, please watch this. I was once of that same philosophy. If you're thinking, there's nothing you could say to me to make me believe a murderer should not spend their life in jail, again, watch this. You may not change your mind, and I respect that. But I think what you see and hear will surprise you. Watch simply to witness. If nothing else, you'll be in awe of the survivors who changed throughout this. As Esther explained in our main discussion, restorative justice relies on 3 pillars: the person who committed the crime, the victim of that crime, and the community. In her words, all 3 need to accept responsibility for how our fabric of society got shredded and how we fix it. And I think that watching this documentary is the community's piece of this. If you tuned into that episode, you also know that our expert Anthony Dixon of the Parole Preparation Project has thoughts on the term restorative justice and that process. So I urge you to go back and hear that debate and all the other honest thoughts batted back and forth. Because the fact is that the current system locks up a lot of people. 2.2 million people in the United States are incarcerated, which costs taxpayers $260 billion per year. Our country has 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prisoners, and 40% of the 2.2 million, which comes to about 880,000 people, are imprisoned with no compelling public safety reason. We talked about all of this in our panel episode, but the killing of Kings put these statistics in a human context for me. It showed me the effects of imprisonment on Patrick King himself and on 3 generations of his family. The documentary, The Prison Within, further expands that lens. Find the documentary on YouTube where you can buy or rent it for as little as $3.99. Filmmaker Catherine Hervey sought to create a movie that captures the complexity of people locked behind bars, that contrasts with the dominant black and white depiction of victims, prisoners, and those who we label criminals. And from where I sit, she did just that. She opened my mind with The Prison Within, and she can open yours. After all, that is why we theater. Why We Theater is a product of the Broadway Podcast Network. It's edited and mixed by Derek Gunther. If you like the show, subscribe at bpn.fm/WWT or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review and tell your friends. Our theme music is by Benjamin Velez. Why We Theater is recorded in part on the traditional lands of the Wappinger and Lenape peoples. I acknowledge this land was unjustly taken from them and pay my respect to elders both past and present. Special thanks to Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Lee Silverman, Patrick Taylor, Tony Montaneri, Wesley Birdsall, Elena Mayer, and Suzanne Chipkin. For more resources for change, info about our guests, and more, visit us at whywetheater.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.